Hey, you have a minute? Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for jumping in again. It's Alex over here at Kinder Spirits. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not sure where you're listening from, but I just wanted to say an overall hello. I have had so many people reach out to me just saying, hey, I really liked the metaphors in Toxic Positivity, the Don't Pick That Scab. It was gross, but I also grew, which is kind of cool. And honestly, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. I feel like one of the biggest things that I have gotten a little bit away from is aggressive kindness and really helping people see that you gotta be kind and you gotta find different ways to be kind. And it's not just, you know, baloney. You need to actually have that dedication. So I want to take a second and I want to tell you a little bit of wisdom I got from one of my chefs. Right? So I don't know if how many people know this, but I was in the kitchens and I was in the restaurant industry. And I worked in a couple of quick service restaurants and I worked in a couple of fine dining restaurants. And I'm very proud of all of them. I still have a lot of friends that work in both quick service restaurants, bars, fine dining restaurants. I have a few friends that I'm so proud of their journey and they've opened up their own places. And I just could not be more proud of them. I really can't. So I wanted to take a quick second and really just talk about a lesson that I learned. And I had made a mention, earlier about aggressive kindness and growing. And that's really what today's about. So I want to tell you that I actually came up with the phrase, don't talk about my friend like that, but I didn't. And the reason why I need to tell you that is because it was kind of a group effort. I was in a restaurant in Washington, D.C. for a while, and I actually was a sous chef there. And I was very proud of the work that I was doing there, but it was some of the hardest work I've ever done in my life. While I was there, I remember 18-hour days, you know, and that's, you know, I'm not saying that for any kind of like, oh, but in the words of my the previous restaurant or the restaurant owner, I worked my guts out for this company. And I learned so much, not just from my chefs, but from, you know, the people that were around me and those that were helping me grow. And I didn't realize how much I took from all of them. So I want to take a second. There's a very, very, very important topic that needs to be discussed. And that is the constant iron sharpening iron of just being around people that you can learn from, right? And one of the best parts and best ways to do this is to put yourself in a group of people that you're a little bit jealous of, right? Because jealousy tends to have, you know, it tends to relate to something inside you that you want to be, right? And as long as you approach it in a kind way, as long as you're trying to better yourself and those around you, right? You're going to find that this growth is going to become quick. It's going to come quick. Now, here's why I say all of this. I walked in originally like I owned the place, which you kind of have to do in most kitchens. And I learned so quickly that I was the only one that only spoke English. And I had to learn very rapidly how to speak Spanish. Now, I'm conversationally good at Spanish. It takes me a second. Sometimes I have to say, you know, please slow down, but I can understand it. Here's why I say this. one of the very early lessons I learned from my chefs, and there's a chef that his name's Pepe, along with a couple other chefs. I mean, there's Chuck, obviously, you know, my chef was Ed. And we all just worked together in this, Jason obviously was in there as well, but you know, it was just chef and chef and chef and chef and chef. But one of the things that I learned very early on was don't get bitter, get better. And that, even whenever I just now said it, I remember exactly where I was standing and I remember exactly what I was thinking. And I remember exactly what I was feeling in that moment in the despair that I had slipped into, right? I was never going to be as good as, you know, my chef, Juan, who I've learned so much from. I have another friend. I just called him Loco, but David, I was never going to be as good as him. And my chef pulled me off to the side and he looked me right in the eyes. He said, "Don't get bitter, get better." Now, that was the encouragement I needed. He didn't look at me and say, "You can't do this." He didn't look at me and say, "I've never had somebody as bad as you." No, he didn't. He looked at me and he understood where I was. He saw the drive in me. He knew what I wanted to do. And in his form of aggressive kindness, he motivated me by saying, "Don't get bitter. Be better." And it sticks with me even to this day. I've talked about a lot of things, but situational aggressive kindness is kind of like what you hear about in stories where, you know, everything's falling down around you and you got that one person who might not be like the sun's shining and everything's great, but maybe instead they're just like, "Hey, we are in the thick of it. We're gonna get through this. So let's all band together and let's get through this." I can't tell you how many times I looked at one of my friends and said, "How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And we're going to keep on eating." Man, that's that motivation that, I didn't say that one, but this is one of those moments where I have to make sure that everyone sees that sometimes aggressive kindness comes with motivation. It comes with optimism. It comes with just acknowledging the fact that you're all in it together. And I gotta take a second to just say, how many times have you looked at your coworkers and just said, "Hey, we're in this together. I've got your back. You've got mine. Let's do it." I can't think of a better way of just building camaraderie than saying, "I'm in it with you. Let's go." That to me is that aggressive kindness. That's that optimism. That's that motivation. You can be kind and motivating. And I'll tell you what, I don't think I would have gotten through those hard days if I didn't look at my chef and he would just look at me and I would know in that moment his only thought was, "Hey, don't be bitter. Be better." I'll never be able to thank him enough for that. It got me through some of the hardest times I've been through in a workplace. It got me through, really tough days. Got me through really good days too. You know what I mean? It was the perfect amount of positivity, aggression, and kindness. So to anybody that's out there, especially my friends in the kitchen industry, I miss you all terribly, and especially those of you I haven't met yet, hey, remember, we're in it together. And more importantly, you know, remember to say, sharp knife, hot, corner, coming around, back, voy atrás. I could go with my broken Spanish, but I'd rather not embarrass myself. And even if I did embarrass myself, I wouldn't. No, I'm not going to go that close. But you get my point. You have an opportunity You have an opportunity today to be aggressively kind. And maybe that does involve just motivating a coworker. Maybe that does involve just being that one little bead of light that your office needs. And if it's difficult, guess what? Be difficult. And maybe you're going to be upset that you were, you know, be upset at me. I'm okay with that. Because in the end, I know you're not going to get aggravated or you know, down. Because if you're anything like me, you're not going to be bitter. So be better. All right, everybody, that was kind of an aggressively kind and, you know, aggressively optimistic, you know, kindness segment. So I'm going to get right into it with another very strong little ad break, an encouragement moment. I have the very distinct pleasure of talking about this next individual. Last week, I talked about my friend Anthony. He is an artist here in Nashville. This is another one of my friends who has been slowly encouraging those around her by showing that you can transform your life just by taking control of it. Not letting it, you know, get out of the reach of your arm. Here's what I mean by that. I have a friend whose name is Brenna. I call her B. Other people call her Bree. And she actually was featured in Women's Health magazine, mainly because of her weight loss journey. I know this sounds incredibly cheesy or possibly a bit cliche to talk about on a podcast, but let me tell you something. I can't think of a better individual who has inspired me, encouraged me, motivated me, and helped me to stay on the, you know, on the straight and steady when I have been going through some of the hardest times in my life. So I want to take a second just to encourage her, mainly because she deserves it. And she's been an encouragement to me. And I want to say thank you so much to Brenna, because without her, God, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many different times this podcast probably would not have happened. So, to give a little bit of an idea, if you would have told her that a year and a half ago there would be an article about her weight loss journey on Women's Health magazine website, she would not have believed anyone, simply because she didn't believe she was capable of tackling and taking back her health. But here we are, at 100 pounds down. Brenna is taking a lot of, you know, hard work, dedication, determination, and developing new habits and routines to get to her ever onward journey into better health. I can tell you that after watching and speaking with her, I know that there were good days, great days, and horrendous days, mainly because anxiety and emotional eating and even old habits came into play. But watching this journey and seeing one of the hardest things she's ever done and come through, it's not only blown her mind, but it's also blown mine. And to think that this started in September of 2019, when she said, "No more, I'm going to start this today." She says it's just the beginning. I know it's just the beginning. And if you're interested, you can obviously read more on the Women's Health magazine website. The title of the article is "I Calculated My Calorie Deficit for Weight Loss and Did Beachbody on Demand to Lose 101 pounds. Her name is Brenna Ray Lynn. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, it's getting full stop fit full stop with full stop Bree. I'm going to spell that out, and that's GETTING period FIT period with WITH period Bree, B-R-E. And I mean, I know it sounds a bit cheesy. I know it sounds a bit cliche, but to watch the journey in this woman's life as not just an individual, but as someone that I've personally seen her life change, there have been many times where she's reached out to me. She's a very dear friend of mine. And there have been many times where I know she's wanted to just say, no more. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And I know I've said this before, but I don't like the word can't. Can't. I don't like that word. And whenever I see a friend trying to better themselves and I hear can't, it bothers me. So when she says that, I know there have been moments where she's wanted to. But the biggest thing is, as far as I'm concerned, she's the definition of don't be bitter, be better. And B, if you're listening to this, I've said it 100 times. I'm going to keep saying it. I am so proud of you, and I'm so thankful for you. So don't stop now, because, hey, there's plenty to keep going and keep making yourself better one day at a time. Speaking of one day at a time, I just want to say to everybody out there who's been reaching out, I just want to say thank you, because, quite frankly, my inbox has not stopped. And I'm not joking about that. So if you want to reach me at any of the ways to connect with me, first, you can reach me at my email, which is kinderspiritspodcast@gmail.com. I don't have a website yet. I'm thinking about getting one, but, you know, yeah, right now, kind of difficult. So, kinderspiritspodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out. I'm still looking for more momos to put on. So please, I would love to have somebody, reach out to me. I also, I was talking to Jen. Remember Jen from episode 1? Shout out Jen, hashtag first Momo. I just want to say to Jen, thank you. She's been kind of connecting with me here and there, and just spectacular. Part of the Kinder Spirits family. Additionally, I just want to take a second and say thank you to my friends in the Philippines and the UK, South America, South Africa, Tito. I don't know if you're listening. You're still amazing. Also, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, don't forget it's, at Kinder Spirits Podcast, all one word. And it's also, you can reach me at Facebook, same, it's at Kinder Spirits Podcast, but also the biggest one is, I really just want to take a second and say, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. I've been on that a decent amount more lately, so feel free just to kind of touch base. More importantly, I know this sounds kind of odd, but I'm really just thankful for the quality of conversations. Oh, and I have been asked to be on a couple different podcasts lately. How cool is that? Some people actually want me to be on their podcast instead of me talking to them about being on mine. That, to me, is just wild. So if you have a friend that you think might want to listen, or if you want, if you have a friend who has a show or is an artist and wants to get promoted, you know, like me pitch them, as long as they're cool people, I'll happily do that. Just reach out to me. I'm looking for blurbs, like 30 seconds that I can promote. And really, you know, a huge individual that's been helping me is my friend Julia, Julia Claret on Instagram. She has been a nonstop support network, and I would not have been able to bounce ideas off of anybody other than her, just for the wisdom. So thank you so much, coming all the way from the Philippines. Thank you so much. Anyway, so here's the thing. I do just want to take 2 seconds and jump right into the momos, because I'm really excited. And I'm really thankful. So, once again, at Kinder Spirits Podcast. And also, I just wanted to say you're kind of cool. And you're really awesome. And today's going to be a good day. So, let's go. See you at the Momo. I'll still be gone. But every wish begs that it won't be long. Oh, man, I'm so excited for today's Momo because it is so heartfelt. And actually, so if you listen to the ad break, which I'm sure you just did, because otherwise this would be a very odd place to pick up the show. So I just wanted to jump right into it. I asked my friend Brenna Ray Lynn what her biggest Momos are, where she finds her moments of optimism. And as somebody myself who has dealt with anxiety and depression, I understand that feeling of anxiety and almost like dread that can come. If you're not pushing yourself to be in a good mind space, and if you don't start your day well, normally it doesn't end well. So I get that. And I really, really connect with her in this. So I'm gonna read a quick moment of just how she kind of finds her optimism, maybe not on a weekly basis, maybe on a daily basis. So she says, "I love working out and working on my health. It's a huge part of who she is. And as a friend, I'm saying this. It's a huge part of who she is and how she really finds that centered feeling. Hopefully we can all find that, right? Okay, back to the message. I love having my morning coffee and browsing Instagram and catching up on all the wins and hardships of those in my fitness circle. And I love my morning farm walks while I open the high tunnel and greenhouse and steal strawberries and snap peas from the gardens. And texting with my friends because they help me keep my sanity. Let's be honest here, and this is me stepping back from the message. Let's be honest here, that's real. I mean, she touches on a lot of points, but I mean, maybe not everybody has strawberries that they can just kind of pick, and maybe you're listening to this and it's winter where you are. I get it. But more importantly, like, sometimes just connecting with people to find out, hey, how you doing? I mean, that's that sense of community. That's how we all hold ourselves to a higher standard. You know, if you're only looking out for yourself, you know, yeah, you might be able to be kind, but you're not going to see the fruits of your labor. And I know I was just talking about strawberries. That's not a pun. This is just sincere. One of the things is she, you know, when I talk to her, she actually motivates me. She says, "What are you doing? You have to talk about yourself. Talk about yourself and let me listen so that I can hold you accountable." And it really does help me grow. Man, she's going to listen to this and I'm going to have to say, "You're right." And I hate saying "you're right" to her because then she never lets me live it down. My point is this. When you have someone to help you be accountable, like my chef, or like her and her friends, listening to the wins, the losses, the hardships, that's how you find out where you can be better. That's how you find out where you can grow. Because when someone cares about you enough to be your friend, they're not just out boosting your ego. They're here to tell you, hey, you can be better here. So, you know, be better here. And just by having those 5 minutes to center yourself in the morning, maybe it is just having a cup of coffee and going through Instagram. Maybe it is sending a text message in the morning saying, "Hey, how you guys doing? You good? It's going to be a good day," right? Or, you know, "Hey, you guys okay? Y'all okay? How can I help?" Man, if I had somebody like that around more often, I would have been a much more kind individual. And it took me a while, but I got there. I surrounded myself with the right people who actually cared the way that she does. So maybe I need to, you know, maybe I need to walk on a farm a little bit more and pick a few more strawberries and snap peas, but I think you get what I mean. In this case, connecting with those around you and helping them stay motivated, upbeat, optimistic, and also walking through some of their hard times. I mean, that's the real definition of what it means to, you know, not just get bitter, but be better. And if, you know, you are having a hard time, then message me. I'll ask you how you're doing. Reach out to me. I'm a real person, I promise. And if you need the reminder, trust me, you're going to be better. Because we won't let you be bitter. Well, I just want to say, you know, if you are listening and wherever you are listening, I hope this helped you out. I hope this definitely connected. And I really just wanted to say thanks. And I do hope to hear from you soon. So, till next week, this is Alex, and I just wanted to say thanks for listening to Kinder Spirits. If my wish does not come true, know that my dreams will be, they'll be